Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
All right, here we go. Another countdown for the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland also in studio, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from, you guessed it, earshot-online.com. It's a great website, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head on over there.
Well, Earshot is the national campus and community radio report, which you can check out every single week. Ending on Tuesday evenings, you'll find the national top 50 for the week. We're going to bring you selections from the top 20 most charting records. How does that top 50 come together? Well, over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations submit their top 30 lists, and that compiles into your top 50. They also have specialty charts for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, and also some many fine features on there, some volunteers writing interviews, reviews, and a lot more. So go check it out. It is, again, earshot-online.com.
Yeah, and you can find us a few ways online as well. earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release, give you a little feature on here. So please reach out and get in touch with us. We got a pretty big show lined up today. We've got we continue our Sappy Fest coverage with an interview with Diana, not a person, the band Diana,
all caps locks.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I feel like they were yelling at me their band name, Diana.
They're pretty in your face. They're really awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good show. They're all playing Sappy Fest. We have some other big interviews lined up over the next couple of weeks as well. I'm super excited.
I was an interview machine today. I pumped them out. I was
just about 1 month till the festival.
It's under
a month
big
to the festival.
Yeah, and we've got your music news, of course, with Stephen Karlick, and Brian's going to have the lowdown. Plus, we've got the top 20. I can't even believe it that we're so close to the end of the month, and then that's Sappy Fest, and then we've got August, and August will be busy, and you'll be away a little bit. And then, Brian, I'm kind of sad because it's imminent now. I'm going to start talking about it. You're going to be leaving the program, or at least spending quite a bit more time at home because you're having a baby. And so I'm scared as to what's going to happen to this show.
I'm not having whatever the weird word you just said was. I'm having a child.
You're having a baby. But...
Well, we'll see what happens. I'd probably be gone for a week or two, but...
I want you to bring the baby with you on the program.
That sounds like a disaster, but
nope,
I don't know.
I love it.
I've never had a child before, so I guess we'll find out. I've been around children before, though.
So you kind of know what happens, but...
I mean,
anyway.
I'm used to you napping and spitting up on yourself during the show, so it should
and
be fine.
And getting cranky. And
yeah, it should be fine.
So you're used to it. You could even have
babbling
your
nonsense.
You could even have your kid come in and do the show with you, and it'd probably be as good, if not better, of a program.
They might know more about new Canadian music than you do.
It's because you'll teach them. You don't teach me. All right. Well, we'll get it underway. We'll start with number 20. We're going to make our way down from there. Of course, coming up, Stephen Karlick will have first part of music news and all kinds of weird, wonderful, wacky news to talk about in this week's program. So we'll kick it off with number 20 and we'll go from there. Of course, all kinds of movement on the charts as well.
Yeah, well, there is one big debut this week, which we'll get to in some time from now. Only two albums sitting still. We say goodbye for now to Great Lakes Swimmers. They drop from number 20 to number 30. Catherine Calder from number 19 to number 33. And Shamir from number 18 down to number 45. 36 stations submitting their top 30 charts this week, which turns into your top 50. And we're going to start at number 20 with Moon King. Last week, number 9. New one on Last Gang is called Secret Life. You're going to hear Threads. At number 19, down from number 16, is Hot Chip. Why Makes Sense is their new one. And you're going to hear a track called Love is the Future. And V8T 3Y6 by Fountain from Fountain 2, dropping from 15 to number 18. That's only your first set. It's a great one, so don't go anywhere.
Stick around. There's more on the way. Here is Moon King. Threads, your number 20 this week on the Earshot 20. Someone there.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Turn the light on. She spoke the words that unraveled my pen. Parts of my body that had dabbled in sin. We took a stand for one night, so one might not believe the thoughts received. But remembering her thighs, keep my eyes shut. I told her now, you in my hut. And I housed her by design. She now owns real estate on my mind. Now this all started from,
excuse me, miss,
and broke all ethics.
Now Socrates pissed.
The wish of a whale connects to my gut. And the preacher said the devil lives in a strut.
I mean, she ain't got wings, but bless her mama.
My nerves saying it feels like Nirvana.
Crash!
EAT3Y6 from Fountain there, closing out your first set of the program at number 18, down from number 15. Their latest release is Fountain 2 out on cassette, self-released. Go pick that one up if you see them in town. At number 19, down from number 16, is Hot Chip from Domino Records. Their new one's called Why Makes Sense. You heard Love is the Future, and we kicked it all off with a track called Threads. That one coming your way from Moon King from the record Secret Life at number 20, down from number 9.
Okay, we're going to take a break from the charts right now and head to the phone line. You know where we're going, all the way to Toronto. Stephen Karlick is on the line bringing us our music news again this week, and there's lots of it to talk about. Stephen, as always, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And we've got lots to talk about, so we will kick it off. And 11 years is a long time to wait, but good news for fans of the Libertines as they've announced a new album.
Well, this is one that not a lot of people thought would ever happen, but throughout the last year or two, there have been rumblings of a new Libertines album. They recently signed a record deal for their first album since 2004, and now they've officially announced their new release. It's called Anthems for a Doomed Youth, and it's going to be out on September 4th, courtesy of Harvest Records. The album cover is available at exclaim.ca, as well as a track list, which consists of 12 songs, plus 4 bonus tracks. Album pre-orders for the new album will follow on July 24th after a new single is out, which is available now. Past reports have revealed that the band had been working at Karma Studios in Thailand. They told NME last month that the new album included synths and piano in its arrangements. Quote, "We've gone progressive," told bassist John Hassel. "No, don't get scared. It's still the Libertines, but it would be weird if we came back and just did exactly the same thing." So expect something a little different this time. Anthems for a Doomed Youth coming out soon.
Awesome stuff. Hopefully we see them on the charts. All right, we'll move on to our next story. And we chatted about Jay-Z's streaming service. I was going to call it earlier. I was like, oh, maybe I should call it the controversial streaming service. Although I don't know it's that controversial. But in past segments, we've talked about it on the show. And it seems like the news just doesn't stop for this guy.
Well, it's been a rocky, I'm looking for a water metaphor. Jay-Z's Tidal streaming service not working out so well, but they are fighting. Apparently now Prince has pulled his whole catalog from all streaming services except Tidal. The Purple One has always had a fairly complicated relationship with the internet. And now, as of Wednesday, July 1st, the musician removed his music from all streaming sites except Tidal. That means, of course, he's throwing his weight behind Jay-Z's struggling new company. He's made his albums unavailable through major names like Spotify, RDO, and, of course, Apple Music, which has just launched. A notice on Prince's Spotify artist page says, quote, "Prince's publisher has asked all streaming services to remove his catalog. We've cooperated with the request and hope to bring his music back as soon as possible." Back in May, Prince's Dance Rally for Peace concert was streamed exclusively through Tidal, so the decision to move his catalog exclusively there isn't the biggest surprise. It came just one day after the launch of Apple Music, which, of course, has its own exclusive programming. So the streaming wars continue, all of them battling out to see who can get the most exclusives, the most user-friendly stuff, and Prince entering the fray.
My question will be now, which artists will follow suit? Are there going to be other artists that are going to start removing their music from other streaming services and only have it exclusive to one provider?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of where it's going, which is making it hard for it, sort of consumers to pick any single one. I myself joined Tidal just to see the new Nicki Minaj and Beyonce video, which was exclusive to it, and then canceled it. but we'll see who ends up coming out on top. It's an interesting thing to watch at the very least.
For sure. And rounding it out with festival news in this hour, Camp Wavelength has announced another wave of artists for its lineup.
Yes, they have the annual Wavelength Festival this year called Camp Wavelength, happening on Toronto Island at Artscape Gibraltar Point. Sounds like a ton of fun. I think I talked about it before on the show. It's happening August 28th to 30th, and the festival has just announced a second round of performers for the inaugural event. In addition to the initial string of performers will be bands like Holy Fuck, Doldrums, Moon King, Prince Rama, Anime, Digits, Etiquette, Blonde Elvis, Zoo Owl, Slowdown Molasses, and Gambletron. They will, of course, join previously announced artists like Wooden Sky, Do Make Say Think, The Weather Station, Absolutely Free, Doom Squad, Lost Skill, Pierre Quenders, Dirty Friggs, and more. That's a really cool lineup, if you ask me, especially if you like Canadian independent music. A couple Polaris Music Prize longlisters on there, and some future greats for sure, some bands to watch. Tickets are currently on sale. Camping passes for 2 days are $150, or a days only full weekend pass for $75. So if you live in or around Toronto, very cool event here, I think.
Yeah, and it seems reasonably priced as well. So great festival to check out if you're able to make it out for Camp Wavelength.
Yes, indeed.
All right, we are going to get back to the charts, and Stephen will get you to stick around. Of course, second hour of the program, we'll have more music news for all the folks out there tuned in right now. Back to the charts, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Buffy St. Marie, sitting still at number 17 is her latest. It's called Power in the Blood. Here is Sing Our Own Song.
Sisters have died. Over 500 years has washed away our fears and strengthened our pride. Now we turn back the tide. We will no longer hear your commands. We will slide your control from our lands.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Number 16, that was Layla by Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart. Their latest collaborative self-titled record in that spot down for number 8. And we heard at number 17, sitting still this week, is Buffy St. Marie from the record Power in the Blood. You heard the track Sing Our Own Song.
It's only been 2 years since Toronto-based synth-pop group Diana released their debut album, Perpetual Surrender, which also garnered the band their first Polaris nomination on last year's long list, but anticipation is high for what comes next. The band is on the way to the Maritimes to play a set during Sabbyfest, and we're catching up with Kieran Adams from the band to find out what's on the horizon for Diana, and thanks for joining us on the Earshot 20, Kieran.
No problem, Anthony. How you doing?
Doing well, and hope you're well as well. What has changed for the band from 2013 to now?
All kinds of things. It's funny because I was having a conversation with Carmen the other day and saying that I feel like we've kind of just become a band in the last, like, 6 months or so. There is a giant cement truck rolling by me, so it'd be hard to hear. But, yeah, I feel like, I mean, the way things unfolded for us initially, even like prior to the release of Perpetual Surrender, was a lot of things happened by chance and took us by surprise. Like, we weren't, like when we released the songs after Perpetual Surrender, we had never played a show live. We were basically like a studio project that had come out of the remains of another band that me and Joseph were in. And we just wanted to do an album because we had the resources. We had gotten some money to make an album for that old band. We had studio time booked. And so we threw out all the songs from the old band, wrote new stuff, got Carmen in to sing on some tracks and, you know, mixed them and had some songs that we liked. So we put them up online. But we had never hung out together in the same room with a bunch of instruments. I mean, not that, you know, I like music getting made in all kinds of different ways, but I think for the kind of music we were making, you know, typically you'd have at least have played a few shows or, you know, jammed a bit or something like that before you release an album that people start talking about. So it was kind of like a backwards thing in that way. So then we hustled to figure out how to put together a live show and started touring and then released the album. And I felt like we were just kind of like trying to catch our breath the whole time. So it took until last August, we sort of started writing and demoing things in earnest for this new album that we're sort of getting to the end of working on right now. And that took a while, too. It took us a while to figure out how we work together what our sort of common goals were, and then what were the places where we were better off working on our own. So that's changed. I mean, I don't know if anything has changed, but there's been a whole new element to our creative process where we are, you know, getting together and going on trips to places where we can jam and work out new songs and, you know, having conversations about, you know, what we're feeling from the music, what is alienating for one or all of us with the music and all those kinds of things. So it's like, I feel like we've finally, just in the last year, sort of been having a lot of those creatively unifying conversations that you have as a band. And also realizing, too, that because of the nature of how things unfolded, like, we aren't a band that just gets together in a room and jams out a bunch of, you know, grooves and puts some stuff on top and makes music in that way. Like, we do have a very sort of laboratory version of making music, at least at the beginning stages. We'll sort of create things to bring into a rehearsal situation, and then we'll spend time sort of refining that as we go. So I don't know. What's changed or what's new is that we've been sort of doing that, and then we've been playing new songs live. We've changed our lineup of players. We had a guy named Paul Matthew, who's a great friend and great musician, who played with us on all the touring for Perpetual Surrender up until last August, I think. And then that was another thing that, you know, just sort of in terms of figuring out where we're all headed and what we wanted to do with the band, that wasn't going to work out. So we've had a couple of new people in the mix and collaborating and playing live. And yeah, I don't know. I guess that's kind of what's new. We've got a whole bunch of new songs that are in the live set, which we're really excited about. We played our first two shows with those songs and with that lineup about 2 weeks ago here in Toronto. We played a couple of North by Northeast shows and had a lot of fun. I think it felt very rejuvenating to, you know, Perpetual Surrender only had 8 songs on it. And one of them was like an instrumental, very like ambient track that wasn't really a live number. So basically we were playing, aside from a couple of covers, we were playing the same 7 songs for over a year and a half. So it's nice to play new things and kind of stretch out the set, and then also rethink how we play the old songs too.
And so my next question is, do you ever find time to sleep, I guess? Because it sounds like you're just incredibly busy across over the span of the last couple of years and even into 2015.
well, yeah, no, we all, I mean, it's funny because it's a full schedule with this band, and then we all do a lot of other things too. You know, Carmen has another project called Army Girls that she's often busy with. Joseph's playing with Destroyer and on the road with him coming up kind of soon to do some touring for Destroyer's new album. I've been doing a number of other projects and producing certain things, and yeah, like, no, sleep. Sleep's not a priority anyways.
Well, what can we expect from Diana at Sappy Fest? We heard you've been playing new songs, and you just alluded to that in chatting with us. So what can we expect for your set?
I don't know. Good times, lots of laughs, some awkward stage banter.
I love, that's my favorite part, is the awkward stage banter.
Yeah, we got all kinds of that. I mean, especially depending on what type of mood Carmen's in. And then Tom, who's playing keys and guitar and doing some singing, really likes to get his stage commentary on, which is always really fun.
And so for 2015, you've got more in the works. And so are we expecting a new release soon from you guys?
Yeah, not. I don't think it could conceivably be 2015. I think it would be very early 2016. Like, We're hoping for January at this point. Might be a couple months after that, you know, depending. It's always hard to sort of, there's a lot of things that have to fall into place. So even if all our work is done and putting everything together for the release and the mixing of the album and stuff like that, can take a little extra time. So if everything stays on track, we're hoping that it'll be January. But if, you know, there could be a couple of factors that could keep it being, I don't know, February or March.
Well, we're waiting, and we're excited for it, and we're going to give everybody a taste of the music. And if you like what you hear, you can head to soundcloud.com/DianaSound for more. And Kieran, thanks so much for chatting, and we hope that you and the band have a blast at Sappy Fest.
Right on. Yeah, we're really, really looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Anthony.
Awesome. Diana, right now on the Earshot 20, and keep it locked because more of the charts are on the way after this.
Yeah.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
The title track from Soul, I Become a Shade, at number 14, down from number 10. Re-entering the charts this week at number 15 is Slow Down Molasses, Burnt Black Cars. Is there Lace, you heard Don't Forget the Youth. And we chatted with Diana and her track from their 2013 debut album, Perpetual Surrender. That track was called That Feeling.
Yeah, big thanks to Kieran Adams for joining us on the program and chatting. And of course, they'll be at Sappy Fest. And if you're thinking about going to Sappy Fest, then you're going to want to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. We're running a contest there right now, and you have a chance to win two passes to Sappy Fest for the entire weekend. We're not just giving you tickets for a show. We're giving you passes for the whole weekend. And if you're really lucky, you'll run into Brian and he'll give you a hug.
Yeah, and we're not going to put you up anywhere, but it's so reasonable up there. I mean, some people will just sleep.
You can sleep on Brian's floor. Cars.
Sleep. No, I mean, you could, like, technically. I'm not a big fan of the idea. We'll see.
Well, see,
there is room. Like, the, it's physically possible.
Yeah, or you could sleep outside, really. I mean, they got a nice duck pond that I would hang out with the ducks.
Yeah,
in the morning.
Cool. Anyway, if you've never been to Sappy Fest, I would highly recommend it. It is a blast. It's super family friendly. There's shows in fields outside that are free. There's shows in churches. It's a really,
shows everywhere.
It's a really good time.
And in a magical little shed or something, right? There's a small secret
late 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. shows pretty regularly in this shed in the outskirts of town, which is a practice space for some local Sackville bands, and some of the craziest, wackiest shows are in there. I've never had so much fun while at the same time being so afraid for my life. There are lots
of sharp objects in a very tight space.
It was definitely past capacity, quote unquote, because there is no...
Because four people is capacity.
It is definitely some memories have been made.
That's good. July 31st to August 2nd is when the festival is happening. Sappy Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick. And if you're thinking of going, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and enter the contest to win two weekend passes courtesy of Sappy Fest and us here at the Earshot 20. And I also think... perhaps they asked Slow Down Molasses to perform, but they would have been so slow getting there because they're trying to even slow down molasses even slower than
time
molasses
to move
is.
On to some
okay.
music.
Here we go. last three.
Some of your bad jokes are really bad.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know where
we got some really good music to hear.
I'm glad you transitioned that.
Makes me seem like a jerk though.
three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. We kick it off with number 13. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
All right, they have a new one out. It was in the charts 2 weeks ago, and it's back into the charts again. It's from A Tribe Called Red, a little bit of an EP you can check out called Suplex at number 13, up from number 25. Here's a track. It's the title track from that release, Suplex.
Number 12.
Tonight. someone I've wanted enough. Cause here under the blue lights, there's always someone I've wanted enough. With no way of it working back home. No way of it working back home. No way of it working back home. No way of it. And I don't wanna waste my time on an unfamiliar ride. Been looking in from the outside. Are you coming?
Shot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
And we're ending out this hour at number 11, up from 13, Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Their latest is called Multi-Love, and that was a track called Stage or Screen. Jamie XX with his debut in color, Sitting Still at number 12. You heard Stranger in a Room, and we kicked off that set with Suplex, A Tribe Called Red. Their new EP holds the same name. It's at number 13, up from 25.
That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Edmond, and we just gave you the first 10 of the top 20 for the week ending Tuesday, June 30th, 2015. If you're just tuning in, we count down the top 20 albums every week from earshot-online.com, and we bring it to you from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, record here and broadcast for the first time from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time every Friday. And we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And you can check out the program on those stations. We thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks for tuning in, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have your top 10. We're chatting with Stephen Karlick again, and Brian's got your lowdown. So that's all coming your way.
Can you say it that way every time,
the
please?
Lowdown.
Oh,
like that?
Yeah, here it comes.
And again, big thanks to Kieran Adams from Diana joining us on the program. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page. We've got that great contest going on for Sappy Fest. We'll be back in a few minutes, so stick around.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.